Following the GOP's failure to repeal the Affordable Care Act, several Republican-led states are newly considering Medicaid expansion, a key component of the law. Deep red Kansas came close. It fell just a few votes shy of expansion this week. But in neighboring Missouri, supporters of Medicaid expansion face a much tougher fight. Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith reports.
In Higbee, Missouri, population 600, I brave a gaggle of geese to meet up with 53-year-old Carla Morgan.
They'll keep you occupied and the other ones will get you.
Safely inside, she tells me 6 years ago, she noticed blisters on her back and neck.
I couldn't sleep because when I took my shirt off, if my shirt touched my skin just peeled off. I was in really horrible pain.
Eventually, she'd be diagnosed with non-melanoma skin cancer. But that took a while, years actually, because other than some trips to the ER, she wasn't going to the doctor. She couldn't afford it.
I was working two jobs, just keep my bills half paid.
Medicaid expansion was meant to cover people like Morgan. She's too sick to work now, but even when she wasn't, the job she pieced together didn't pay enough for her to buy insurance. And because Missouri did not expand Medicaid, an able-bodied adult like her doesn't qualify without a dependent child.
And I couldn't believe it when Family Services sent me a letter stating that I do not have kids, so I do not qualify.
There are more than 2.5 million Americans who would have been covered by Medicaid expansion, but were left uninsured in the 19 mostly Republican states that rejected it. Now, some of those states, like Georgia, Virginia, and Maine, are reconsidering. And the biggest push so far was in Kansas, where the Republican legislature voted for expansion in March. But they couldn't override a veto by that state's Republican governor. And in Missouri, opposition is much stronger. That has Democrats like State Representative Martha Stevens frustrated.
It's really a shame that we have not brought our federal dollars that we're sending to D.C. back home to cover people.
The federal government would pay at least 90% of the cost of expansion. And Stevens says Missouri is just leaving that money on the table.
I mean, Missouri is experiencing a huge budget crisis right now. And we have the opportunity to bring in millions of dollars into our state budget to cover folks for health care.
Heather Howard of the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton says across the country, Medicaid expansion became susceptible to heated state politics.
A lot of people thought that had to do with President Obama, and so some people thought that after this most recent election, the politics would cool and states would expand Medicaid.
But that hasn't happened. And Howard says that's because many Republicans are now focused on controlling Medicaid spending altogether. That's true in the U.S. Congress, as well as with state legislators, like Missouri House Budget Chair Scott Fitzpatrick.
We've had to cut, you know, over $500 million of spending from the budget to essentially make room for growth in Medicaid.
And Fitzpatrick says expanding the program would make things worse. Even with the federal funds for expansion, he says Missouri would still be on the hook for another $200 million a year. Plus, the U.S. Congress might take another stab at health care.
I don't think that this is the session in which we're going to make knee-jerk reactions about expanding Medicaid.
But even without expansion, taxpayers still subsidize health care. Missouri hospitals provided $1.2 billion in uncompensated care in 2015. And when the 2016 numbers are tallied, it will include the charity care Carla Morgan is receiving.
How many visits do you think you've had to the hospital?
Oh my God, at least 3 times a week for months.
And hospitals don't just eat that debt. Public funds offset part of the cost, and a lot of what's left is passed along to patients who do have insurance. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.